When I've finished programming, I realize he isn't as naive as he sounds. He makes me walk him through every script and call, checking it against the current code. He clearly understands more about coding than I'd thought. Finally, he nods, clapping a warm hand on my shoulder. Do it. I upload the new code, replacing the existing. Done, I say. I get up from the desk and walk across the room. I stretch my arms, rotate my shoulders. Inserting new code into a live system always makes me a little tense. One mistake and you crash the whole station. I grab a soda from his fridge. Wanna test it? I pop my holoring to life and make the call to station security. The AI answers.
Please state the nature of your problem,
the pleasant androgynous voice says. If you didn't know this is an AI, you'd think it was a real person. I've found something, I stutter, trying to add drama to my voice. Behind me, O'Neill claps a hand over his mouth, stifling a laugh. I think it might be. There's so much blood.
One moment, please. I will transfer your call to an agent, the voice says. Please do not disconnect.
Long seconds pass, then a telltale flash on O'Neill's desk and the call comes through. He slaps the screen and says,
Agent O'Neill.
I glare at him. Really? That's the best you can do? I'm over here getting hysterical about a little blood, and you just tell me your name. My voice echoes through the desk speakers, filling the room. I flick my holo-ring and disconnect. O'Neill shrugs. That's how I answer the comm. Do we need to delete the records from that call? I shake my head. I've redirected that, too. It'll record here. I stab a finger at his desk. But not in the station OS archives. Just so you know, what I've done is kind of... I wrinkle my nose, looking for the right word. But ultimately give up. Illegal. His lips twitch. I doubt Baker will take us to court. Bobby has stopped just inside the area, his head swiveling around like a motion-detecting camera.
Annabelle,
he calls, his voice calm and pleasant.
Let's not play silly games. This whole ring is locked down, and it will take Ops several hours to figure out what I did. You can come out, or I can hunt you down. But I will find you.
I so want to answer him. A sarcastic response is burning on my tongue, but I bite it. It's possible he's right about how long it will take Ops to open the blast doors, but I'm not convinced. And I can hide from him for days if I can just get enough of a start. I just need a distraction. I look around, but there's nothing except construction debris. With a shrug, I grab a chunk of something dusty. I have a hereditary inability to play any sport that involves a ball, but I can heave a chunk of something across a room. I throw it as hard as I can, and it makes a satisfying clunk on the other side of the space. I peek out again. Bobby's eyes are locked on something across the room. He takes a couple steps. It's so quiet, I can hear his slow footsteps, even over my pounding heartbeat. My breathing sounds loud in my ears. Staying hunched low, I creep across the floor toward the inner wall. His footfalls stop, and I freeze. My head turns slowly in his direction, and I realize he's staring right at me. Like a shot, I'm across the floor and climbing the access ladder exposed on the inner wall. Lucky for me, the construction crew demoed this space clear down to the frame, or I wouldn't have been able to access it without my ring. I scramble up the rungs. The lights flare on as I climb. The construction is limited to level 52, and the walls close around me once I reach the ceiling. At level 53, I glance down, but Bobby isn't there yet. I kick open the access panel but keep climbing. With luck, I can get to the next one before he reaches the bottom of the ladder, and he won't know where I've gone. Lungs heaving, legs screaming, I swarm up. Climbing in regular gravity is a piece of cake, right? Tell that to my body. My arms are already starting to ache when I finally reach 54. As I swing across to the access, I catch movement below. I ram my shoulder into the panel and dive through, praying he didn't see me. I'm not taking any chances, though. I race toward the door and almost smack into it when it stubbornly refuses to open. Sark! No hollow ring, no auto doors! Behind me, I can hear Bobby on the ladder. Give it enough time, I can open this door. But unless Bobby checks out level 53, I'm screwed. His voice drifts up the shaft, sounding so normal.
Annabelle, why are you running away? I just want to help you. I took care of Patrick for you. Stop running! And let me help you.